Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When I was 16, I lived with my parents in a normal home in the suburbs. My parents were the type to take a lot of trips, both for work and leisure, and would do so all throughout the year. So when they would go during the school year, I'd stay home and watch the house for anywhere from a couple days to a whole week. I didn't mind, and sometimes even enjoyed it. During this week, my parents were both away for 6 days, so pretty much every night I'd go out and get food from somewhere. It was on the second night alone that I played video games on the computer for nearly 4 hours straight. It was a Friday, so I was staying up late and didn't have to do any homework, but around 8:15, I realized I hadn't even eaten anything yet. I took a break and got in my car, driving to a sandwich shop nearby. It was close to closing time, so I wasn't expecting a line or anything, but when I walked in, there was a single man standing at the counter. He looked like he'd just ordered and was waiting for his food. I stepped around him and an employee took my order. Then I stood behind the man and waited as well. While I was there though, I noticed how rugged the man looked. He was tall and skinny, wearing beat up clothes and having long, thinning hair. He got his order and left, but I couldn't help but watch him leave, intrigued by his unusual appearance. A couple minutes later, I got my food and went out to my car, getting in and leaving the parking lot. It wasn't very busy out, so I got home pretty quick. I went to my room and sat at my desk and turned on a video to watch while I ate. It was 9 p.m. by then, but I wasn't that tired and was planning on staying up for another few hours at least. As I sat there though, I heard a quick and subtle sound from downstairs. I paused the video and listened, but didn't hear anything more. I stood up and leaned my head into the hallway, listening again, but still not hearing anything. At this point, I still didn't know what the sound was. I wasn't paying attention enough, and it was so quick that I couldn't even really tell where in the house it came from. Although thinking it was probably nothing, I still wanted to be sure, so I walked downstairs and looked around. There wasn't much to see. Everything was just how it had been left, but as I walked past the front door, I realized what the sound was. I grabbed the door handle and shook it, recreating the exact sound I heard. Someone had tested the door. I quickly looked out the peephole, not seeing anything. Then I ran around to the back door. I scanned the backyard until my eyes fell on a figure. They were facing away from the house, standing at the door to the shed. He was tall and thin, and after a few seconds, I was almost positive that it was the man I'd seen earlier that night at the sandwich shop. Only a moment later though, he forced the shed doors open and stepped in. I took this as my chance to call the police, so I ran up to my room and dialed 911 as I watched the shed from my room window. The operator said officers were en route, but less than a minute later, the man rushed out of the shed holding several large tools. He hurried toward the house, heading straight for the back door. I ran out into the hallway to see if I could do anything to stop him, or maybe even run out of the house. But I was stopped by the piercing thud of metal slamming against the back door. My adrenaline spiked, and in those few moments, I made the decision to run for it. I sprinted down the stairs and straight for the front door, seeing the man continuing to break down the back door. I ran out into my front yard and onto the street, running to the corner of the block. A few minutes passed before two police cars pulled into the driveway and went in through the open front door. I made my way back to the house, getting there just as they pulled the man out and locked him in their car. They found him holding a heavy pipe wrench that he'd gotten from my parents' shed. Inside the house, though, it looked like the man went on a rampage, destroying everything he could in the few minutes it took for the cops to show up. Why he followed me home and did what he did is unknown, but the man clearly didn't seem very stable mentally. If I had chosen to stay inside, though, there's no doubt that the man would have broken into my room before the cops would have made it, and I don't think anyone can know for sure what he would have done to me. Four years ago, I lived in a very small one-bedroom house with one of my best friends. We couldn't afford anything bigger, so that's why we settled with a one-bedroom. I slept on the futon in the living room, and my friend slept in the actual bedroom. This happened in fall, when it was just starting to get cold. My friend had taken a few days to go visit his sister a few hours away, so I was the only one at the house. This was over the weekend, too, so I got to spend both entire days enjoying having the space to myself. It's not that I didn't like having him around, but it was just nice to not be crammed together in a tiny house for once. Anyway, on Sunday night, I went out to pick up some groceries and got home around 7. I had work the next day, but given the unusual circumstances, I decided to stay up a little later and watch a movie. I stayed there on the couch for at least an hour, almost finishing the movie, when there was a quiet thump from down the hallway. I looked over, not seeing anything, and figuring it was just the house, so I kept on with the movie. For the next 30 minutes, there were no other sounds, so the thump was completely insignificant and had fully left my mind. Once the movie was over, I filled up my water bottle and went back to the futon, pulling it out into a bed and laying down. I was on my phone for a while, but I fell asleep sometime around 11. When I woke up, my eyes felt really heavy and my vision was blurry. I wasn't sure why I'd woken up, but I knew it was still late into the night. I rubbed my eyes a bit and looked over at the clock. But a very faint sound came from the other side of the house. Wood creaking, like someone carefully walking across the floorboards. My eyes widened, and I snapped fully awake. My heart rate started rising as I got off the futon and walked over to the hallway. The creaking had stopped, but looking down the hallway, I got this terrifying feeling. I walked down until I reached the door to my friend's bedroom. Then I leaned against it and listened. It was quiet, not even a sound coming from the house. I slowly twisted the door handle and pushed it open a few inches, moving my eyes across the room as I continued to open the door wider. It looked empty, but I quickly noticed how messy the room was. There were things scattered around all over the floor and bed. Confused, I took a step into the room and flicked on the light. Instantly, from the corner of my eye, I saw a figure move away from the gap between the closet door. I jumped out of the room and slammed the door shut, then ran to get my phone as I heard the closet door opening and footsteps going into the hallway. Once I had my phone, I ran to the back door, seeing a large man coming down the hallway toward me. I got out and went through the backyard, but the man didn't follow. A minute later, I got to where I felt safe and called the police. They searched the house, but ultimately found nothing useful in figuring out who the man was or why he was there. They also aren't entirely sure how he got into the house, but it's likely he broke in while I was away getting groceries that night. My friend was just as terrified as I was once I told him everything, and we eventually moved out of the house, hopefully to never encounter that man again. I had bought my first house in my early 20s and lived alone. I was content and at peace living alone and decided to buy a house out in the country as opposed to the urban setting my apartment was located in. I had a few neighbors, but most kept to themselves, as I did as well. The house was a ranch-style home, which meant that there was no second floor, only a basement and first floor. The master bedroom was on the back side of the house, looking straight into the small backyard, and then nothing but woods beyond that. Since the basement was underground, the outside entry door had what is referred to as a bilko door, which is composed of two steel doors that swing out to each side, then a set of steps taking you down to a standard size entry door into the basement of the house. I normally do not keep those bilko exterior doors locked, especially in the summertime, in case I need to get into the basement from the backyard. During the winter, though, I don't need to get in or out of the basement, so I lock those doors, and sometimes even in the fall as well. The first 2 years were quiet, peaceful, and enjoyable. I could walk out my back door and go hunting in the woods behind my house. I would get up in the mornings on days off and just open my garage door from sunrise to sunset with no issues at all with anyone coming around uninvited. I worked a rotating 12-hour day/night shift schedule, which was brutal to get used to. I often had trouble switching from night shift to day shift, either sleeping too much or not enough. But the work schedule repeated itself in a pattern, so it was nice to at least plan days off in advance. One particular night in December, I had just finished my 3 workdays of night shift. It was hard trying to fall asleep at night on that first night off, but it was essential to get my body back to sleeping at night again to change back to the day shift work schedule, which I needed for the following 3 days. This first transition night, I would typically sleep very lightly. It had been snowing outside since dark, which was around 5 p.m., and a few inches were already on the ground by the time I went to bed around 11 p.m., and I fell asleep within the hour. I woke up around 3 a.m., and the house was dead silent. I laid there in the complete darkness, hoping I would drift right back to sleep soon. But after just 2 to 3 minutes, I heard a violent banging right outside my bedroom window. I recognized the sound as someone trying to open the locked basement bilko doors. I jumped out of bed and ran down the long hallway to the opposite end of the house where the rear sliding glass door was and the outside floodlight switches. I switched on the lights and looked out the sliding glass door toward the basement bilko doors. There was nobody there. I looked closer and could see fresh footprint tracks in the snow coming from the small path in the woods leading right up to the basement doors. There was no snow on the handle to pull the doors open, indicating that someone recently tried to open them. I saw a second set of footprints leading away from the basement doors with what is sometimes called a rooster tail, indicating someone ran as fast as they could away from the house. I stayed awake until almost dawn, leaving the floodlights turned on to the back side of the house. I decided to follow the tracks into the woods at daybreak, but the newly fallen snow and blowing wind had covered them up completely after I made it a few feet into the woods. I concluded whoever it was trying to break in probably heard my 240-pound body charging down the hallway inside the house, and they ran off into the woods before I was able to get to the sliding glass door and turn on the lights. I decided to not call the police, since nothing was damaged or stolen. From that day on, I made sure to keep all the doors locked and no longer left the garage open all day unless I was working there. 8 years later, I sold the house without any further incidents occurring since that one particular event.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.